This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Here are some of the headlines from NPR News. Attorney General John Ashcroft was on Capitol Hill today, insisting that the president had not given any orders on the treatment of prisoners that would violate the Constitution or international law. And from the G8 summit on the Georgia coast, President Bush expressed confidence today that the UN Security Council would pass a new resolution to endorse the interim government in Iraq. You can hear details on those stories and much more, of course, on All Things Considered from NPR News. In a moment here on Talk of the Nation, we'll be talking about some of Hollywood's latest movie remakes. What are some of your favorites? Has a remake ever been better than the original? But first, we're going to go to the Stanley Cup Showdown. It took a trip south last night. The Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Calgary Flames 2-1 in Game 7 of the National Hockey League Finals. The matchup was marked by hard hits and quick strikes. In the end, the Lightning prevailed in front of a fanatic home crowd. The first championship for the Lightning, which was an expansion team created in the 1980s, which saw the NHL grow from 21 to 30 teams. In the shadows of Tampa's triumph is a growing concern among hockey fans that next season may not even happen. A disagreement between the league's owners and its players' association could lead to a labor lockout. If that happens, it could last all season long. Joining us now to talk about the Stanley Cup and the future of hockey is Kevin Sylvester, sportscaster for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. He joins us by phone from his home in Toronto. Good to have you back on the program, Kevin.
Nice to be back, Neil.
TV, radio executives and the NHL itself, we're not exactly thrilled at this matchup. Calgary and Tampa, not the greatest media markets for hockey around the league, but they also saw some pretty good hockey.
Yeah, it was an interesting time to have these two teams there because with all the labor battles looming, you had two small market teams with low payrolls and, you know, very smart people put them together. And what they did was they said, you know what, we can't compete against the big guys, the Detroits, the Colorados, guys that can go out and buy just about any player they want. Let's build through the draft. They started programs about 4 or 5 years ago to build to this point. So this is the new NHL, everyone keeps saying. Cheaper, faster, much more exciting. The problem was that, yeah, especially on the U.S. networks, nobody was watching. So that's a bit of a problem that the NHL is going to have to look at. They just signed a new contract with NBC that's way lower than they were getting this past season with ABC.
So. Some are comparing that contract with arena football.
Yeah, well, arena football, they'd kill to have arena football numbers for the NHL. Are you kidding me? Still not hitting that market that they want to get in the U.S., and that's why those labor troubles are looming.
And among the labor troubles, you talked about these two exciting teams that we saw play for the Stanley Cup. Perhaps the biggest disaster in the National Hockey League is the New York Rangers, the highest payroll team. They buy every star that they can find and play some of the worst hockey ever seen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it shows you have to build a team. You can't just go out and try and get a collection of stars. But, you know, baseball owners have seen this as well. The New York Yankees can spend millions of dollars and do it intelligently and build a contender. The Texas Rangers can blow their entire budget on Alex Rodriguez 3 years ago and go absolutely nowhere. But the problem is that the owners want to have the right to be that dumb. And the NHL, this is actually kind of funny, the NHL will say, well, two teams just show that you could spend money smartly and make it to the Stanley Cup final and win it. Why should we allow the conditions for players to, you know, go rampant? And this is where you get down to every single sports battle we've ever seen. The owners say we need salary caps. The players say, you kidding me? Just don't spend so much money.
And the owners say we need it to protect ourselves against
ourselves.
From ourselves, yeah. Essentially. But how serious is this? Is there going to be a lockout come the fall?
There have been no indications that there is going to be hockey next year. The collective bargaining agreement expires on September the 15th. All the talk we've heard, and all we've heard is one-sided chatter from either the players or the owners, very rarely anything from them together. They're establishing their trenches. They're digging their trenches. They're establishing their battle lines. So all we've got right now, just a few months away, is the rhetoric stage still. I mean, as far as we know, they're not even meeting. I mean, there may be sort of, you know, emails back and forth on some chat room we can't access. But right now, it looks like they're not even talking about things. And, you know, a low television contract in the States during the Stanley Cup final, two cheap teams making it all the way, that actually can work for both sides to more firmly establish their intransigence, so we say.
Before we let you go, Kevin, we're speaking to you from Toronto. There were high hopes in Canada that Calgary would bring the Cup back to Canada. I guess the last Canadian-based team to win it was Montreal in 1993. Yeah. How are Canadians taking this loss today?
We're ticked. You got Shania Twain, Peter Jennings, and Mike Myers. Can we not have a piece of hardware? Please send it back north. It's actually kind of ironic, though, because the Calgary Flames actually had fewer Canadians on their roster than the Tampa Bay Lightning. So in actual fact, the Cup will spend more time in Canada with all the Tampa Bay players bringing it back to go on fishing trips and photo ops with their kids and stuff than it would have if Calgary had won it. But, you know, there's a huge, you know, imagine if a team from Mexico expanded into baseball and won the American League pennant one year. There would be an outcry, and you know there would be.
I think we got over it when Toronto won the World Series.
So. Oh, yeah, that's right. We did win that. Yeah, with a bunch of Americans. If they had one Canadian on the roster, it might have been okay.
Kevin Sylvester, thanks very much.
Cheers, Neil.
Kevin Sylvester, sportscaster for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. He was with us by phone from his home in Toronto.